We're in studio today, but our promotion team is on the road at the Homeco Home Show in Flagstaff, Arizona. I do not have an update, they must be busy because I couldn't get them on sale either. But I know they've got two promotional items they're giving away, a set of channel lock pliers and a saw, and these are the ones that have the Rosia 30th anniversary engraving and etching on them. You just have to walk up and make sure you know the Flagstaff affiliate. That's CAFF, K-A-F-F. CAFF Country Legends are Flagstaff, one of our three great Northern Arizona affiliates that we have. And that goes on today till 3 o'clock. And then he's got a very important mission of hitting Camp Verde and Cottonwood on the way home so that we can complete our Arizona sandwich tour.
I put the picture up that Kelly had put in the Arizona Highways of the sandwiches shop she tried, and people are starting to comment where they like to go.
Starting to get feedback.
Yeah, so put them up there. Let's just funnel build us a list of where to go eat a good sandwich.
And it is, there. It was a reason that they did not include someone in the Phoenix metropolitan area. The point was to get people out traveling, so they were looking outside of the biggest area of population. But there's a lot of great ones that are coming in. And I told her, you know what else is missing from that? A fried shrimp po' boy.
You gonna find that here?
Baby K's. Flavors of Louisiana.
Litchfield Park.
Now, yeah. Papados wouldn't count because it's a franchise, but they've got a good shrimp deep fried po' boy.
I tell you, if there's something at Papados that's my go-to. They have a cold seafood salad, but they use huge shrimp and lobster. And if I ever fly into the Houston airport, I always tell everybody, you know where to find me, gate 4E, because there's a Papados there. And I'm usually up there at the bar eating that cold shrimp salad.
You got to get a cup of the crawfish bisque while you're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Next week, Tucson Convention Center for the biannual SABA, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show. We'll be there. I think it's booth 812 off the top of my head. And that entire row of 800, a lot of our partners have booths there. We call it the Rosie Row. Now, there are some guys that are in other parts throughout the show because that's the same spot they've had for the last 20 years at the SABA Home Show, the corner. You know, they've but most of them are going to be in Rosie Row, so you can come by, meet the team there as well. If you don't have a home maintenance calendar, you're not on the list to receive, you can pick one up at the SABA Home Show. Back to food again, and a tri-tip. I always buy a big old tri-tip.
They weren't there last year.
Take it on the way out. I think they're back. They had, you know, that's a big enough staple of that event.
Can I throw out one thing for homeowners? If you're in Tucson or Phoenix, we have great home and garden magazines, the Tucson Garden and Lifestyle, and then the, is that right, and the Phoenix Home and Garden. But they always have a great event page. And in Phoenix Home and Garden, the Arizona North chapter of the American Society of Interior Designers, once a year they host this thing where you can hire an interior designer just for an hour or two, $100 or $175 for 2 hours, and they'll consult with you and you get all their expertise, and they use that money to fund some scholarships and stuff. But it's a really great opportunity for homeowners. So just go to their website, the ASID.org, to sign up. That goes through April, so don't wait.
And I had a couple of callers wanted to know about where to get that sheep cheese. Roe v. Dairy, 75th Avenue, and help me out here.
Northern. It's on Northern, though.
Okay. It's on Northern.
West of 75th Avenue.
They're on their way.
You'll see a house on the corner, a pasture with pine trees, a big pile of manure that's composting. Then you'll see a tractor on top of a flagpole pull in there.
There you go. Never thought of looking at a landmark. Because there's a pile of manure on the left, so just drive around on in.
It's a dairy farm, man.
Absolutely.
Next week, we've got a great lineup. It is the second Saturday of the month, so our Outdoor Living Hour, this one, was Farm Fresh. On the second week, it is Talking Trees, so we'll have John Eisenhower, Certified Arborist, in Talking Trees with us. 9 o'clock is our open form hour. We bring in open calls, open topics.
We answer your questions no recycling. Matter how we've got them. Yeah.
We had a great interview with Phoenix Recycling today. Then the 10 o'clock hour, we continue along our topic of hard surfaces. And as a result of putting to day's article together. We had a Vaughn Payne from East Valley Floors sent us a lot of information about waterproof core floors. And it sounds like a very interesting process, something new in the flooring world. So we'll be bringing him in sometime this month to talk about waterproof core floors and the install method the claim of this type of flooring is if you've got a water leak in the home, this floor is
kind of independent of that.
Is
that
it wouldn't be damaged by any kind of interior flooding, which
now that's
a concrete
amazing.
Floor is too. Started the hour talking about concrete floors and the use of concrete and cement in our building. And I do have one correction to make because somebody asked, they said, you're not going to have any wood. I said, no structural wood. There'll still be wood furniture, wood trim, wood cabinets, but no structural wood. The integrity, the building integrity of the home is not going to rely on any stick of wood. Enjoy your Saturday and the rest of the weekend. Be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.